This is Matt Greller, CEO of AIM. Welcome to the Hometown Innovations Podcast. Join us as we share ways our municipalities are positioning themselves for the future, thought-provoking interviews with state and local leaders, and more. Thanks for listening as we tell the municipal story.
Welcome to this episode of AIM's Hometown Innovations Podcast. This is Chelsea Schneider, AIM Municipal Innovation Specialist, and I am here today in New Albany with Mayor Jeff Gayan. And Mayor, the city looks so nice. You know, tell me a little bit about the quality of life improvements going on in New Albany.
Okay, certainly. Hi, Chelsea. This is Mayor Gayan. Thanks for the time to interview me. We do have a lot of cool things going on in New Albany. Over the last few years, we've made some pretty big inroads in making New Albany an even better place to live. It wasn't too long ago we decided we needed to revamp the entire park system. With that, we brought a brand new swimming pool. We brought a sportsplex, brand new soccer fields. And we're in the process now of redoing the greenway. It's all but complete, which is a path that connects Clarksville, Jeffersonville, in New Albany, and actually goes to the Big Four Bridge. We've done a whole lot in that regard. And roadway projects, we've done the Main Street renovation. It's what we call Mansion Row. It was 50 feet wide, and some of those homes are some of the most historic in the state. It's also the home of the Culberson Mansion. We were able to put a median in place with new lighting and new trees and new landscaping that was proper to the period of the big heyday of New Albany and the Culberson Mansion. And that slowed traffic and made it a really pretty place to drive and to walk. So we've made some pretty big inroads here in New Albany here in the last few years, and got a lot of cool stuff coming up.
Great. I mean, when you drive into the city, it's definitely a unique atmosphere and a unique environment. You know, what sort of atmosphere are you trying to develop in New Albany? Just kind of a historical, city, or what are your thoughts about that? So,
well, that's a good question. I think New Albany is New Albany's over 200 years old, so I think we have a responsibility to protect our heritage, and we've done that by again installing medians on Main Street to preserve the time period the homes were built. But in addition to that, we're also in the process of building a new city hall. It's a building that was been vacant for 40 years, it's built in the 1825. And so we're going to move off the third floor after over 60 years to have that building reconditioned and repurposed for us to move in and operate city operations from that facility. So we're going to be doing two things. We're going to be preserving that structure, which, again, lots of people, especially historic enthusiasts, will be pleased. It'll also be a blight reduction effort, because right now, if you see it, it's pretty unsightly. But it'll also give us the opportunity to bring operations under one roof, so we'll be much more efficient. So to answer your question, we're a historic river town, and it's important that we preserve our heritage. But at the same time, we have to modernize when we can. And just recently, the streets were, many streets, the five major thoroughfares in New Albany were one way. We converted those to two way to help modernize and help create connectivity between the buildings, the offices, the businesses, and the residents, and just make traffic flow much more smoothly. We also have a couple industrial parks. Very proud of our industrial parks and the work that they're doing. Just recently, one of our major employers moved to a new area of the industrial park with a brand new facility. It's got walkways and sidewalks, and of course, brand new decorated roadway to make the businesses feel new and at home. So we modernize when we can, but at the same time, we're still trying to hang on to that piece of the past that most people feel comforting.
Definitely. And one way New Albany is modernizing, and kind of in a unique twist that we're seeing from other cities and towns, you all use a drone in the city. Tell me a little bit about your use of the technology and what you guys have done with it.
Okay, sure. A couple things about drones just in general. I think it's a very interesting piece of equipment. It's almost toy-like for the most part. So I find a whole lot of people that are interested in drones for that reason. It's a very curious piece of equipment. One, because a lot of them now are affordable. You can buy a drone anywhere from, you know, $15 to, you know, $10,000. And they come with cameras and all kinds of sensors and lights. And so there's a lot of hobbyists that have an interest in it. In addition, just the fact that the thing flies, there's a lot of flying, a lot of people that are interested in flight in general. So it appeals to a lot of people, whether you're a young child or a teenager or an adult. The whole idea that it's affordable and it's flat and you can fly it makes it interesting. There's also the segment of people, the gamers I call them, or that's what they're known as. They're very interested in drones because it gives the video game the feel of a video game, trying to control the drone and make it maneuver in certain ways. So there's a whole lot of folks that are interested in drones, and I'm one of them. I don't own a drone. Now I had one for Christmas and I banged it up, just a little junky one. But a lot of young people and a lot of seniors. So we've used it both in our operations, NAPD. They're training certain officers to be licensed pilots for the drones, and it can be helpful in a variety of ways for safety scenarios such as locating missing people. And estimating crowd sizes, and locate evidence when it's hard to reach places. So it's very helpful in public safety. Public works is the same way. It's aerial photographs when we're making planning and zoning decisions, and it gives a sense of the road constructions needed for a certain project. So we utilize them in public works, and we've also here just. Recently, last year, we started using them recreationally. So I can tell you a little bit about that. You want to hear about
Definitely,
that?
Definitely, of okay. course.
So. I don't mean a drone on, but...
No, this is great.
Okay, so in 2017, we had enough interest in the city that we decided that we wanted to host, and I think it may have been the first municipally sponsored drone event in Indiana on our riverfront. We invited drone manufacturers, racers, and teams, and just drone tech enthusiasts to our riverfront for a full day of entertainment and competition. The public was invited to come to the races and learn more about the technology. And what we found is what was one of the most interesting things, you know, you actually had the ability to get hands-on with the drone. And some folks that were curious about it, you know, that didn't want to invest in a drone, had the opportunity to come and toy around with them and learn to fly them. I'm talking about the ones with the goggle headset, as well as the ones without. So it presented an opportunity for the public to really, you know, experience, you know, using a drone and how fun they can be. And, well, the day, it was a great day. I can't tell you how supportive that these folks were. The fans, they came to the riverfront and they applauded the races. And they raced up and down the riverfront, in and out of our amphitheater. And they gave prizes away to the winners, and it was a great. It really was the perfect day, perfect scenario to learn and to watch drones racing. So we're going to have it again on this year. In fact, next week I have a meeting with the racing team, and we're gonna do it again. Again, the education piece is really, really important. It's very beneficial for everyone. So whether you're a young kid, a teenager, or a senior, drones are very interesting.
That's great. So it's kind of like you guys are using drones to also enhance your quality of life. I mean, as a mayor, I mean, how cool is that to see all these people gathered, you know, for that sort of event?
Well, I think so, too. I think it fits right in our theme of making New Albany a great place to live and offering all sorts of opportunities for people to explore their interest, whether it's physical fitness or whether it's swimming or whether it's soccer or whether it's drone racing. It all kind of fits to make New Albany a place that you want to be.
That's great. So when you look to the future of New Albany and, you know, as mayor, I mean, 3 to 5 years down the road, you guys are using new technology. You're really enhancing your quality of place. I mean, what's next? What else can we expect, you know, from the city?
In the next few years, I expect to see there's some areas in the city that we will focus our economic development on. We've concentrated on downtown New Albany. And we've also concentrated on heavy-duty infrastructure, road improvement. We've concentrated on wastewater utility improvements. We've concentrated on regenerating our parks. But in the next few years, you'll see us concentrating maybe going outside the city, and you'll see investments in infrastructure in what I call mid-city. You'll see a concentration on bringing affordable housing and additional new housing into the city. We're a city of about 38,000 people, and there's no question that you can ask any real estate person if you want to buy a house in New Albany, it's kind of tough right now because there's not a lot of vacancies. But we do have some a lot of developers that are interested in New Albany and building new subdivisions, and they're going up right now. But and new apartment buildings and new micro units. So a wide variety of housing for single family, for single millennials, as well as just your traditional apartments. So you're seeing a whole lot of that. In New Albany, we're in a good situation because we have a view of scenic Floyd Knobs from downtown. We also have you're overlooking the river. Couple that with all the amenities that I've already mentioned, the greenway and the parks and the walkable downtown. We're a very walkable city. We've spent a fair amount of time and resources to make sure that the sidewalks are in good shape so you can walk place to place. A lot of great restaurants have moved downtown. A lot of craft beer and craft wineries are here, so a lot of good places to eat. New Albany Floyd County school system, specifically in New Albany, you'll see an $87 million investment in public schools, and it's going on right now. So the next 14 months, we'll open, cut the ribbon on two brand new elementary schools, state-of-the-art elementary schools. So it is, New Albany is a really, it's always been a good place to live, and I feel like it's getting better. And a lot of it has to do with these types of investments and making sure that New Albany is really a nice place to live. And that's what we're going to continue to focus on to make it a great place to live.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Mayor. We really appreciate it. So.
Oh, thank you, Chelsea. Thanks so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. And again, while you're here, spend some time in New Albany, and it's a good place.
I sure will. Thank you.